This has been a busy year for singer-songwriter Nellie Mackay. She starred in a Broadway revival of Three Penny Opera. She started work in a movie, and in between all that, Mackay managed to complete her second CD, Pretty Little Head. Here with the story and a review is music critic Christian Bordahl.
Nellie Mackay gets things done her way. For her debut album, she somehow convinced major label Sony Columbia to put out a double disc. That's quite a feat. But when she tried the same trick last year with her follow-up, Pretty Little Head, the label balked. Sony wanted to release a single disc with 16 songs. Nellie had 23 songs, and she wanted them all released on two CDs. Well, a year later, Mackay has left her major label deal and is releasing her version of the album on her own label.
Better love's on your plate, get your fill and dig in.
Mackay has some strong, left-leaning political convictions, showcased on her new album in songs on topics like soulless corporatization, tenants' rights, and animal cruelty. On the opening track, called Cupcake, the protagonist is trying to talk her girlfriend, or maybe his boyfriend, into ignoring the social stigma against gay marriage, because Gertrude Stein, Truman Capote, and Jesus, as she calls him, would approve. Part of Nellie's style includes delivering sometimes serious, emotionally raw, oblique lyrics over jaunty, tongue-in-cheek, jazzy, piano-based pop music. This disconnect between words and music feels like it comes directly out of fundamental contradictions in Mackay's own personality. In a pretty 1950s-style pop song called Long and Lazy River, Mackay sings, "You got a lot that's lame and royal alibis. I got a lot of shame and things are dead inside." Those are heavy lines for a light song, but Nellie doesn't miss a beat.
You got a lot that's lame and royal alibis. I got a lot of shame and things are dead inside. But do you know you?
Pretty Little Head is self-produced. The result is a little raw and unfinished at times, which I interpret as a deliberate attempt to get across a very personal, unvarnished statement. I looked at alongside her fight with the label over the CD, the impression I'm left with is an artist that has a very clear idea of what and how she wants to communicate. Now, that said, there are some weaker tracks on this album, and I'm not sure that Sony's 16-song version would have been any worse. I also would be interested to hear her work with a producer like John Bryan or Mitchell Froom, who worked with Elvis Costello in Crowded House, people who might widen and complement her sonic repertoire. But for the time being, Pretty Little Head is Nellie Mackay coming straight at you.
If you're in the clear, it's on the down low.
Music critic Christian Bordahl comes to us from member station KCRW in Santa Monica, California. Nellie Mackay's new album, Pretty Little Head, is in stores now.
That will see through. Dry your little eyes. Don't mess up your life by seeing truth. It isn't hard to get an education. No, you want to come to good, but you can hardly bet on imitation. I see no reason you should. You don't have to know. I say if you're in the clear, it's on the down low. You won't find it anything you hear. It's on the down low.